About one-third of Sitka's economic earnings is tied to the ocean. And several critical pieces of blue infrastructure came up Tuesday night at the Sitka Assembly meeting, like the Marine Service Center. Built in 1991 with federal grant money, the Marine Service Center was long used by Sitka Sound Seafoods and the Seafood Producers Co-op to store frozen fish products. When the lease came up for renewal last year, Sitka Sound withdrew. Without the second tenant, the city-owned cold storage is operating at a financial loss. City Administrator Keith Brady wants to see the whole facility sold.
My philosophy has always been, I don't think the government should be in business of running business. Stakeholders themselves could get together to figure out what they want to do with that building.
Once, Brady recommends, the city puts it up for sale. The Marine Service Center requires serious maintenance work, particularly on the steel tie rods that support the nearby bulkhead. A 2011 condition assessment said the bulkhead could fail at any time, and estimated the fix would be $8.4 million, which the city cannot currently afford. Assemblymembers Richard Wien, Kevin Mosher, and Steven Eisenbeiss opposed selling the center. But Assemblymember Valerie Nelson said the property should be removed from the city rolls.
I would lean toward wanting to probably put it on the tax rolls and collect the revenue from the property tax and not continue to realize the liability of the failing bulkhead.
But assembly members were largely unwilling to lose the cold storage, as were members of the public. Bonnie Richards recalled how it was built to promote economic development.
It was to diversify our economy in Sitka and also be used by the overflow from Sitka Sound Seafood and SBC and then for other privatized fishermen who were marketing their own product.
Rather than move forward with the sale, the Assembly directed City Administrator Keith Brady to reassess the property's value and cost of the bulkhead fix. He also plans to conduct an environmental assessment, all of which will cost money. The Assembly also asked Brady to meet with stakeholders to talk about the future of the building. Across from Sitka Harbor on Japonski Island, the city is also laying the groundwork for a new seaplane base. The Assembly approved on second and final reading, appropriating $50,000 for the initial engineering of that facility. And finally, they passed on first reading, requiring commercial users to pay for a permit to do work at the drive-down ramp at Eliason Harbor. The permit would cost $500 a year or $50 a week, and the revenue would go into the harbor fund to maintain infrastructure. Right now, the city does not charge companies for their business there. Imposing a permitting system would be a big change for Sitka, one that Deputy Harbor Master Chuck Hackett says is in the city's financial interest and avoids summertime bottlenecks.
With the permit, we will have a management tool to say, we have scheduled here. This person's going to do work, and this person's going to do work. Guys like to drive down and park and run to their boat for 5 or 10 minutes, and this is a tool that we can kind of have that stop.
Speaking with Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeiss, Hackett affirmed that vessel users will soon have to pay a fee at the drive-down dock, passed by the previous assembly. Eisenbeiss worried that imposing a permit on top of a fee would add cost and complexity to small businesses.
Potentially making someone wait longer and getting the work done if they decide to go down to Wrangell for a haul out for the winter.
And he wondered, would that make Sitka less business friendly? It's a tough balancing act, given the very real need of the city to pay for its infrastructure. Mosher then moved to lower the fee from $500 to $100. Nelson seconded. But after the Assembly's discussion, she removed her second. The Assembly passed the ordinance as written on first reading, 5-1, with Steven Eisenbeiss voting against. Assemblymember Aaron Bean was absent. A second reading is scheduled at the Assembly's next regular meeting on November 8th. They hope more information and public testimony about permitting at the drive-down ramp will bubble up in that time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.